Mission Network News, Florida Happened at Version, Wednesday, April 7th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Increasing violence in Nigeria claims thousands of Christians and destroys churches. Peacekeeping efforts in Ivory Coast have an impact on Bible teachers. And record attendance is anticipated on Easter Sunday in Jackson, Mississippi. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Nigeria's Plateau State, where a religious feud has brought war to some of the most peaceful areas. Bloody clashes led to the deployment of troops to hotspots where chaos has ruled in the 5 years since the end of military rule. Open Doors, Dr. Carl Moeller.
A group of approximately 10,000 Muslim extremists have taken it upon themselves to eradicate the Christians from that region of Nigeria. And according to some of our friends there, we've seen up to 50,000 displaced persons, Christians mostly, from that area as a result of the Muslim extremists.
Moeller urges prayer for Christians to find strength to endure persecution and become stronger in their faith in the process.
Well, it obviously impacts us because it now creates a situation where we are desperately needed to come in and strengthen and encourage and provide immediate relief resources for the church in Nigeria.
Meanwhile, the SIM team in Nigeria is recovering after a robbery and abduction just 1 week ago. Armed robbers entered the compound at Kent Academy in Miango near Jos. When they left, they took the safe and abducted one of the SIM missionaries. He was returned without injury after some hours. Please pray for this SIM family and their children, as well as a Nigerian couple who were also traumatized. Pray for wisdom for the SIM leaders and for calm and peace to return. You're listening to Mission Network News. The first UN peacekeepers are in Ivory Coast after an anti-government protest sparked deadly violence a little over a week ago. The insurrection further hampered a troubled peace process and has cost the continent dearly. For New Tribes Mission's Stanton Donmoyer, their biggest loss came when the fighting interrupted their Bible teaching programs.
It has taken 2 years away from working with the people. And where we do have some churches established with new believers, there's not been able to be a very active discipling ministry carried on while our folks have been out of the country.
Don Moyer says they were forced to evacuate their teams. However, the peace efforts are good news.
There are moves towards getting the peace established and stability to come back to the region, but we believe that things are stable enough that our folks can return to the country, though there are areas where they will not be able to return.
Next, Palm Sunday brought the opportunity for outreach in Mississippi. Riding on the popularity of the movie The Passion of the Christ, Jarvis Ward of Mission America put together a test model distribution for the International Bible Society's Gospel of Luke.
They would be distributed with the Sunday newspaper by going with the newspaper carriers, getting into a home. And so even though it may be 93,000 homes, we believe that as the book is passed around, you're talking about maybe double that amount, maybe even triple that amount who would be exposed to God's Word.
Along with the scripture portion, there's an invitation to attend a local church service on Easter Sunday.
The response, we hope, would be measured by attendance at church, in terms of visiting a local church over the coming weeks or even months for that matter. So then the actual follow-up is done by individual Christians who make up the membership of local congregations.
And the people are hungry for the gospel in Miami. Hector Lavella is regional director for the U.S. Hispanic Ministries for the Bible League. He's working with area pastors and representatives to partner the league with local ministries and reach out to South Florida's Hispanic community. South Florida is one of the largest Hispanic areas in the United States, second only to Los Angeles. Plans are also in the works to expand in Chicago, New York, and the Texas border area. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the DVD, The Call to Harvest from Gospel for Asia, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the story of national workers across the Indian subcontinent, their sacrifice, and the incredible results. That's The Call to Harvest at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.